This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today, we are calling America to pray for those who are in the pit, those in the mud, for those who may be going through trials, difficulties, tribulation. My pastor, Bob Nichols, says, there is no trouble like trouble that comes your way. So I'm delighted to have as my special guest today here on BPN, the founder of Out of the Mud Ministries, Tammy Logan. Tammy is married, has five grown children, five grandchildren. Her and her husband, Matthew, founded Out of the Mud Ministries in 2009, a ministry based on her life that has become her testimony, shared in a presentation to whomever will listen. And their mission is to share the love, forgiveness, and the amazing freedom that can only be found in Jesus. Tammy's a member of Breakout Radio Church, is a prayer leader in the Breakout Prayer Network. Tammy, welcome to BPN Radio today.
Good morning, Pastor Dale. How are you?
I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man.
I am a blessed woman.
Oh, that's great. I know you are. And it's a delight to have you here today. Tell us your story about Out of the Mud Ministry. What are we talking about? How did you come out of the mud?
Oh, my goodness. It started at conception, like many people. I didn't come to know the Lord until 1998. And prior to that, like many people in this country and around the world, I've come to find out, had a hellacious beginning, not in any fault of our own, and just some really hard knocks in our life. And when I became saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost on May the 28th of 1998, I could have never have imagined, it still blows me away today talking to you, that God could weave such awesomeness and beauty out of such pain. It gets me every time. It's because my heart is so burdened for the broken. And as the journey has progressed, my husband Matthew, which I wish was right here beside me, and that's one of our heart's prayers, is that he gets to join me full-time soon, and that we get to take off and do this full-time. He's in Louisiana, hard working, and I'm thrilled that my sister Tina is listening in North Michigan, and my beloved friend, Kim, in Ireland. And I didn't tell a whole lot of people because I just want it to be you, me, and the Holy Ghost, because quite frankly, it's pretty daunting to know that, you know, the whole world's listening. Mm-hmm. But to have this opportunity and this platform to love on whoever's listening is just beyond my wildest imagination, and quite frankly, a desire of my heart that on January the 25th, 2017 has come to pass. But as my husband has been mostly gone, he's a veteran, and at first started when we married in the 90s. He started being gone in the first Gulf War, and he's pretty much stays gone with his job. So it's been a lot of time with just me and the Holy Ghost. And he moved us to Washington State, where I was blessed to meet you back in about 2009. Mm-hmm. And because of your little paperback book, God Assignments, I took it home from First Love Church when you came to visit, you and your beloved wife, Miss Jean, to which I adore you both. And I sat down on the couch, and I was alone. Matthew was on the Bering Sea at the time, and for sometimes months at a time. And I read that book, and that book just encouraged me and inspired me, because typically I'm a chicken. My little grandson Colton calls me Boo Boo Chicken, because that's Donald Duck's pet, Boo Boo Chicken. So I read the book, and it just it lit a little fire in me. And as time progressed, all I can explain is I love how everything in the natural can be parallel to the spirit and vice versa to the spirit realm. And something was growing inside of me, and the only way I could describe it to people was something spiritual was growing inside of me that I could not understand, because just like a natural pregnancy, it takes time for it to grow and into this child and to be birthed. And but something was growing inside of me, and the steps that only God could have provided, the doors that only God could have opened for this ministry to be literally woven together, put together. I call it a giant puzzle, and pieces are still continually to be added because every day we live, something new, you know, potentially happens or whatever that I can add to the ministry, to the mm-hmm. presentation, mm-hmm. and to tell folks. But I went to an AGLOW meeting. I don't know if you're familiar with AGLOW.
Yes, I am.
It's an amazing worldwide women's organization. Men are involved now, too. And I was invited to go there in Tacoma, Washington. And I walked in, and I was excited because it's something for me to do. I'm all alone. I got the last of the five kids as a teenager. He didn't want nothing to do with me, and I'm like most teenagers. And so I'm alone. I ain't got nothing better to do. Let's go to the AGLOW meeting. And Pastor Dale, I walked in, and there was a sea of white-headed women. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I don't want to be rude and just walk out, but I'm thinking, I just don't feel like I fit in here. This is like an old ladies group, you know. What could I possibly benefit from this? So I'm like, I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to, you know, just listen. And Pastor Dale, the lady that got up and spoke, was telling my story. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, you've got my attention. I'm listening. I still don't understand, but the spiritual pregnancy is speeding up. And I went back to a second AGLOW meeting, and the speaker and I connected our eyes, and I knew there was something and about her. She looked at me, and she said, as she was speaking, she looked at me and said, I'll get with you later. And how you always say, God will line up divine interventions, divine appointments. And he did. And through this woman that was a speaker, Miss Marilyn, God, that was the first inkling of what direction I saw this spiritual pregnancy going, because she invited me to her home in Tacoma, and she had a backyard that was like this secret garden. Tacoma's a big city. And when we went back in her little yard, her garden, you couldn't hear the outside world. And she said, now, explain to me what you're trying to do, because I couldn't articulate it because I didn't understand it myself. And I told her about my past, and she said, wait right there, I'll be right back. She went into her home, brought me out a story. It was on printed on paper, just one little story. And it was about a girl named Dirty. And that's how it all come about with God naming. Everything that has to do with this presentation was divinely inspired by God. The name Out of the Mud. The story about Dirty is about mud and pigs, and it's just amazing how he's woven it. And how it comes into play is because I and my two sisters were brought into this world. The foundation, like the word talks about, foundations are so important, whether they be strong or broken. The foundation that my sisters and I were brought into this world was based on hatred, betrayal, lies, deceit, anger, you name it. It was based on that. And that's what we had to deal with, extreme abuse, physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually for me by other people. My birth dad did not touch me in that way, but he beat me and my sisters and my mother mercilessly. And like I said, there's so many people out there that don't have a safe place to talk. A lot of people in sheep's clothing that are wolves want to hear your story so they can go and run to social media and tell it and destroy people or humiliate you or embellish and add on lies to those stories. Mine and my beloved husband's mission is to be that safe place. I have to be transparent, which is very painful mm-hmm. in the presentations, but it's necessary. You know, you can't help somebody if you don't speak out. And it's like I tell the women, as long as you keep it in, That's where Satan has you, because you're sitting there and you're wounded, you're broken, you're screaming, somebody help me, but you're terrified to speak because Satan tells you, go ahead, talk about it. They're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you're filthy, you're nasty, you're worthless, whatever Satan tells the listeners out there. And as long as they keep it in there, he's going to torment them. And I've been told, how can you go in front of people and tell them these very personal, painful, perverted, nasty things that's happened to you? How can you do that? Pastor Dale, how can I not?
Right.
How can I not? Because it's going to set captives free. Mm-hmm. And he that is free indeed. The truth sets us free. And I will gladly, the presentations are not easy on me, but they are the most rewarding, awesome things I've ever done in my life, to see women come in a room, and now some men, which, oh, Pastor Dale, I never dreamt the Lord would make me get in front of men and tell the things that I had to tell. But you know what? He said, Tammy, there is men all over this world that are suffering the same things as women. Do you think that they were immune from sexual assault or beatings or mental and emotional things? Mm-hmm. It's an epidemic, Pastor Dale, and they're some of the most wounded people are on a church pew.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel there's a safe place. And I thank and praise God for BPN Radio, for you and your beautiful wife, Miss Jean, for the forum for discussions like this to happen. It's a small baby ministry. I counted, you know, last night, I've been through for quite a few states, but it's the biggest group has been in the, like, around 25. And I've literally did it for audiences of one. And Matthew and I's heart is for Out of the Mud to be all over the United States. We've got our passports hanging on the wall, stuck to a map of the world and a map of the United States that says, send us, Lord. That's our heart. And it's not moving as quickly as we would like, because there's so many obstacles in our way, one of them being financial. But we're just trusting God. We've got to hold on. I've come too far to go back.
That's right.
And I just keep thinking of, you know, that book and the words you say come to me so often, tenacious, bulldogged. I'm not going to give up, because there's hurting people all over the world. I don't care what. I've had addictions before Jesus. Horrific addictions. One of my biggest ones was gambling. And the thing about addictions or sin is they never walk alone. I would go to the casinos and leave my husband and four beautiful children at home and spend his paycheck, write hot checks. And then, you know, back then, I don't know how casinos are now, but back in the day when I would go, they would offer me my free rum and Coke with lime. Well, hey, it's free. I'm going to drink it. You know, and I was a smoker back in the day. And so they would bring me cigarettes to keep me at that casino. So there's sin never walks alone. They it always has stragglers and encouragers to keep doing more. But there's so much sexual sin out there, so much perversion, so much pain that men and women has gone through as children, and they're still struggling through it. I'm delivered from so many things, but sometimes Satan will come and try to prick my heart. You know, you remember when? Well, of course I remember when, and praise God that I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim, because God says he plucked me out of the mud, washed me with his blood, and what he can do for me, he'll do for each and every one of you out there listening. I'm here to tell you there's hope. And I give my email address out, so there's, you know, people can be anonymous or touch base with me and say, you know, this is what I'm going through. Will you help me? I've had people come up after presentations and talk to me privately. And the ones that you just, that look like they have it all together, seem like they're the ones hurt the most. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I can go on and on. I'm like the, you know, Books of Britannica. And like most everybody else on this earth, we all have stories, Pastor Dale.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many stories. And I hope I get to tell more, because there's so much to it. But to watch how God took pieces of every place I travel seems to be a piece of the ministry, just like the face. I sent you the crosses with the little poem, the cross in my pocket. Well, the little pig on the front of that was drawn by a young woman, Hallie, in Rock Springs, Wyoming, that was in my Bible study group. Who but God could have lined me up with a Bible study group that had an amazing artist that is the teacher at the local high school that literally plucked, God put the picture that I had in my mind for the ministry, the face of the ministry, and put it into her head for her to draw. Only God can do that.
I know. I'm holding your the card and the cross in my hand. I see the picture of the pig, and the pig is coming up out of the mud. Tell me how long you were in the mud, and how did you get out of the mud?
Well, I tend to step in it from time to time. but I think it's been over a lifetime, and I think when. Of course, when I became a child of God is when he cleansed me, and not that I am perfect. I struggle every single day. I woke up to some not fun stuff this morning to deal with before I come on air. But I think it's when I became a Christian and I saw things differently because I was so full of hatred and bitterness towards my parents, number one. How could a man be so vicious to the people that he brought into this world, the woman that he married? Well, of course, they were forced into marriage. Back in the 60s, if you marry or, you know, did something to a woman not of age, whether it was consensual or not, they took statutory rape very seriously back then. And so they were forced into marriage. So, like I said, the hatred and the bitterness. And then right before... This is a tough one for me to tell you, but right before God birthed the ministry in 2009, I was in Washington State, and my mother's mom lived in Oregon. And to me, all I remember her, because totally dysfunctional family on all sides, and all I remember of my mother's mom was that she was tall and skinny. She practiced witchcraft, and she had jet black hair, and she literally reminded me of like a spooky witch, and she was not a nice person. And I hadn't seen her for, oh my goodness, 20, 25 or more years. And the Lord said, before I will release your ministry, you have to go talk to your grandmother. And of course, me being who I am, I'm like, why, Lord? You know, she scares me. I don't want to go talk to her. And he said, you need to understand some things about your mom, because I was still holding some hatred and bitterness towards my birth mom, because I couldn't understand why a woman wouldn't let get us out of that situation. I couldn't understand how a mother would not rescue her children and, in fact, some days encourage the beatings of them. So I went and I visited with her, and, you know, I never have a shortage of words, and I know it was nothing but the Holy Ghost that muted me, literally muted me, while I sat and listened to this, what became this feeble little woman. And I'm thinking to myself, I was afraid of her. But she was just this tiny, feeble, 80-some-year-old lady, and she began to tell me about her life as a child and how bitter and angry and just tortured she still was in this age of her life about people that had long been dead, her parents, her siblings. And I listened until she got to my mom, and she said, you know, your mom was nothing but a little whore at 10 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, and I am desperately, it was nothing but Jesus holding my tongue. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, 10 years old? How can a child be that at 10 years old? That's a child, a baby. And I wanted to yell and scream at her and tell her, where were you? How come you didn't protect her? She was being raped. And then it hit me on my way that long drive back to Washington State. The Lord said, do you see? She gave you as good as she got. She gave you all she knew how. So he was basically telling me her parenting was an extension of what she got. It's generational curses. Mm-hmm. She knew no better. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make what she did right. It doesn't make what my dad did right. But we all have choices. And I choose, and as a little girl, I chose that, you know, if you ever give me children and a husband, I want to love them fiercely. And my kids will tell you I have an overabundance of mothering, and I do, but it's just amazing how you don't think, you say, you know, I hate her, how could she? But God had to let me delve deep into her past and understand why she was the woman she was, why she was so weak and beat down, and why she couldn't escape, because she had no self-worth, no value. And I've been there. I've felt that. I know men that have been beat down by their parents. I mean, we're talking big, strapping, you know, amazing, strong men that, if the truth be told, they're screaming out inside mm-hmm. of brokenness. And it's just, it's mind-boggling to know the extent of the brokenness. But the good, great, awesome news is God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's still healing the broken. All we've got to do is come to him. And I find it a great honor to be a vessel to which he uses to do that and accomplish that. And all I can do is pray that God busts the doors wide open. He knows Matthew and I's needs. He knows we can't do it until those needs are met. And I just got to trust, because, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I could do it every single day, back to back, until I just fall asleep. That's my happy place.
Well, tell me, Tammy, you have an amazing story. Tell me, you and Matthew are giving this presentation. I guess it's a visual as well as audio presentation, Out of the Mud. What does that consist of? What do you do?
Well, when I show up, it's usually by word of mouth. You know, one church will tell another, you know, I really think this will be beneficial. And I have to cut off an age group, because some of the topics of conversation are, you know, there's no, children can't be present unless they know that a particular child or, you know, young teen or whatever is going through something like that, then of course they're allowed to be in it. God has blessed me from the time I was 6 years old. He taught me how to sew. And I know now that back then it was, like I said, who but God can teach a child to sew?
Yeah.
And any of you out there that can sew on a sewing machine knows that if that sewing machine is not threaded just right, it's not going to work. It's going to bind up your thread. It's just going to be a hot mess. So he had the patience with me. I couldn't see him, and I really couldn't I just knew he was there. I couldn't articulate who he was or whatever, but he kept on and on and on until I figured out how to use that sewing machine, and it wasn't pretty, and I still bleed a lot every time I sew. But he taught me how to sew. I couldn't imagine as a child that he would use the sewing to make the props for the presentation. And then in Washington State as well, the story that I told you that Miss my Greek mom handed me at her house that started the whole, that was the catalyst for Out of the Mud, was the story. Mm-hmm. And I was told that we couldn't use the story because, come to find out, it was one story out of a whole book of stories. And it was, I couldn't use it because of copyright issues, which I'm sure you're well aware of. Me, I had no idea what they were talking about. I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not hurting anything, I'll use it. And they're saying, you know, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lord says, you need to call, you know, this, the publisher company, you know, the author, whatever. And everybody kept telling me, authors don't give permission, and it's just not going to happen. And the Holy Ghost said, you need to call. Okay, so I call, and this precious little old lady answered the phone, and I, you know, was ready to talk, and come to find out it was a recording. So I left a message, and for about 2 weeks I didn't hear a thing back. So I was like, okay, Lord, I didn't hear you right. You know, I'm bailing on this. I'm always trying to find a way of escape from doing God's work, because it's not easy. And he said, call again. And this was on a Friday in 2009. I can't tell you the month or nothing. I just know it was a Friday. So I'm expecting to hear that precious little old lady's voice and get the answer machine. And all of a sudden, a man answers the phone, and it took me by surprise. And he said, of course, hello. And I said, hello. And he said, how can I help you? And I told him, well, I'm looking for David Maines. He's the author to a story that I need to use in my presentation, and I can't until I have his written permission. And I said, I don't know how or if I can find him, but I desperately need to talk to him. And he said, he's speaking. And it was him. And I said, who but God can put the author on the phone with me?
Yeah.
And I liked it, fell out of the chair. I squalled like a baby. And he was so compassionate and precious that he waited until I gained my composure. And he said, now, Tammy, just tell me what it is you need from me. What do you want to use this particular story for? So in a nutshell, I told him, and he said, I will email you my permission. I asked him what his wife, Miss Karen Maines, and you may know him. He's a pastor. He's written books, and David and Karen Maines. And he emailed me that permission slip, and I asked his wife's favorite color, and I made her one of the props that I use, and sent it to her out of great and much appreciation. They turn around and send me the book that the story, my story, is in. They actually sent me the whole book and signed it, a beautiful little message. And the only thing that they asked of me is on each individual little story that I hand out to the ladies, that on the very back, that they understand that this is one story in a book. So if they want to order the book, that they can. But I also have packets put together that my husband's helped me with that has a picture, a big picture of Dirty. It's through my story. Like I said, it's woven together. It's just, you got to see it. I can't really explain it. And I pray that I get lots of requests, and I'm praying that I get to go to Pastor Dale and Miss Rhonda. I come to find out I'm not far south from them, and you know, I'm hoping to go get to show the presentation to them. But and then at the end, God has picked five songs that He put on my husband and I's heart to play at the end of the presentation, and to see these women and men in some cases. You know, they're kind of like shell shocked maybe through the presentation, because we laugh, we cry. Some things are for specific people; others are extremely broken, and then it shows. And then these five songs that play completely match the theme of the whole presentation, and then they play in succession. And my husband has piped up the words to every song, because to me, it's wonderful to hear a song, but you know how a lot of us hear a song and then we make up our own words thinking that's what the words are.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose of him typing them out, so the men and women can read along as the song is playing, so it really gets a hold of their heart.
That's
and
good.
It's like a choir of angels at the end of the presentations with these people just standing up and singing to these anointed songs that God chose.
So Tammy,
and that's how it ends.
So Tammy, you share your story in this visual presentation, accompanied by songs. And how long is that presentation?
Yes. That depends on the Holy Ghost. I've had them go an hour. I've had them go all the way up, you know, to 2 and 3 hours, just depending. And there's one time the ladies and I, after the presentation, I'm not saying the presentation per se lasted that long, but the ladies lingered and we fellowshipped and ministered one to another.
And so,
it was like 4 hours later.
Yeah.
You know,
you minister to these people that are needing help, that are needing deliverance. Is that correct? After the presentation?
Yes.
Well, that's marvelous how God has brought you out of the mud. I might are these songs that I might play one of those in just a moment? Are there
you know, the newest song that God added is number 5, and I have not yet used it at a presentation, but He just put on my heart.
Okay.
I don't know if you have it, but it's Clean by Natalie Grant.
Clean by Natalie Grant. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I might be able to find that song in just a moment while you're praying, because I have access to a lot of different songs In fact, I've already found it.
You know what the best? You know what the best? Did you already find it?
I've already found it. Yeah. So
you're so good.
I have access. I want you to pray for people just a moment. I know you've had not only these type of challenges that you've been talking about, but also you've had a lot of physical challenges, and you've told me that you've had lots of surgeries. How many surgeries have you had? 20?
Right at 20, or 20. This last one 9 weeks ago might have sent me over 20, but yeah.
20 surgeries. How can you have had 20?
From my nose to my toes.
How can you have had 20 surgeries and still be laughing? That's pretty difficult. And you're still a young woman.
It ain't nothing but Jesus. I just made 50, and we discussed this not long ago, how honored and excited I was to find out that that's 1966 is when you and that beautiful Miss Jean started your ministry, and that's mm-hmm. the year I was born. How cool is that?
Wow.
How cool is that? And here we
you
are.
Were born the year we started yeah. in the ministry. That's amazing, Tammy.
Yes, sir,
I want to remind everybody listening to BPN Radio here, and good to have Tammy Logan, who is the her husband Matthew, the founders of Out of the Mud Ministries. And I'm holding the cross in my hand that you sent me, the card Out of the Mud Ministries and the cross. And then you have a Spanish prayer, because I can't read Spanish.
I do not speak Spanish, but there is so many Hispanic people. The cross is the beauty about the cross is, mm-hmm. is they come in so many different languages, and I've even ordered some German and sent mm-hmm. them to Tina.
Oh,
in
good.
North Michigan, because there's a lot of German people there. But I hand them out. I can't tell you in the last 18 years how many, even when the kids were little, thousands upon thousands. And I've only had one person in all these years hand the cross, well, actually refuse to even touch it. And that was just recently in Freeport mm-hmm. in a big box mm-hmm. office store. And uh-huh. he said, no, that's, you know, I don't want that. And I said, you know, well, I'm still going to pray for you. Isn't it awesome that
I know.
Even though someone don't even like you, they hate you, you still can pray for them
yeah.
and love them. They can't
yeah.
stop you. How awesome is that?
Out of the Mud Ministries, and you have a cross and a prayer in Spanish. And how can people get one of these?
If they will just email me to Born to Jesus, B as in boy. ORNTOJESUS at Hotmail. I would gladly, and I'll send them more if it's
okay.
if a church and they would like, you know, 20, 30, 40 or whatever. They want mm-hmm. half Hispanic, half English. They just need mm-hmm. to let me know.
Okay.
And I'll
Born to Jesus at Hotmail.com. Born to
yes,
Jesus
sir.
At Hotmail.com. Tammy Logan. And wow, this is great. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have you to pray, and then I'm going to play this song by Natalie Grant that's a part of your presentation called Clean. And I know it's the it's Jesus. I know it's the Holy Spirit that can make us clean.
Hallelujah.
So, Tammy, why don't you just pray for people, however the Holy Spirit leads you. I'm going to play some prayer music, and you can pray right now. Go for it.
Oh, Father God, what an honor, what a blessing. I'm just in awe of you, Lord, and I just thank you and I praise you for this invitation, this platform, not only to fellowship and talk to my beloved Pastor Dale and to have the Holy Ghost in the midst helping me, Lord, but to just let you know, whoever has an ear out there right now to hear my voice, you're not alone. You do not have to stay in the mud. God will pluck you out. I don't care what the world has told you. I don't care what people around you that are supposed to love you the most have told you. I don't care how beaten down you've been physically, spiritually, emotionally, or sexually. There is freedom in Christ Jesus. I am a living witness. There's so many of us out there that are praying for you, that love you. And there's not one thing that you have done that is so bad that you can't come to the feet of Jesus and that he won't heal you from. He won't deliver you from. He loves you with an everlasting love. There's some of you that say, you know, you can't possibly love me. The things that I've done, the Word of God says he has no respecter of persons or sin. So he loves you, and it doesn't matter what you've done or what people has done to you or what they've tried to make you believe you are. He's waiting for you. He's been with you since you were placed in your mother's womb. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. We just need to step into or reach up our hand and let him pluck us out of that mud, and he will wash us just as clean as a fallen snow. I just love you, Lord. I love you. I honor you, and I praise you, and I'm excited for this catalyst. I'm praying for our little ministry that's just little bitty, that it gets really, really big. And like Pastor Dale always says, I can go where you say I can go, Lord. I can do what you say I can do. I can be who you say I can be, because I belong to you. I love you with a passion and a love like you love me, Lord. It's just, I can't do enough or say enough to let people know my appreciation for you. And I never want to be without you. I never want to go backwards. And for all of those of you that are just standing because you just don't know which direction to go, don't step back. Just walk forward one step at a time. That's why the Word of God says he's a lamp unto our feet. So we can only have our feet lit one step at a time. He can show us. Because people like me, if he was this floodlight, I'd run ahead of God and say, thanks a lot, Lord, you know, but I got it from here. So just take one step at a time. And if you can't stand, and he'll meet you where you're at. Lord, I pray for Pastor Dale and his beautiful wife, Miss Jean. And I just pray whatever, anything that's ailing them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that you pluck it off right now, Lord. And they've done so much for the kingdom, and I know they have a lot more to do. So I pray you extend their health and their life. And I just thank you for this opportunity, and I pray for every single ear that hears me today. And I'm just excited for the future. And Lord, you know what my beloved husband, Matthew, and I need to get to that point. And I'm just asking for your provision, because my flesh is like, oh, geez, I don't see a way. But in the Holy Ghost, nothing is impossible. I love each and every one of you that hear my voice, and I just want you to be encouraged. And I just thank and I praise you, Holy Ghost, for this opportunity. It's in your precious, precious name, Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Tammy Logan, thank you for being on today. I encourage those of you that would like to communicate with Tammy to go to borntojesus@hotmail.com, and Tammy will respond to your email. And if you'd like to have her to come and minister your church or your group or whatever it may be, or just visit with her personally or privately, I know that she would be a tremendous blessing. So, Tammy, thank you for being on today, and I'm going to play your song, Clean, and I know people are going to be ministered to. And God bless you for being on today, Tammy.
Oh, it's my absolute honor and pleasure. Thank you, and please give that beautiful wife of yours a hug.
Okay, we love you.
Okay. I love y'all. Okay. Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye.
See a shatter, you see whole. I see broken, but you see beautiful, and you're helping me to believe. You restoring me piece by piece. There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean. There's nothing too dirty. What was and destiny. Oh, oh. 'Cause you're restoring me piece by piece. Oh, there's nothing too dirty.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
There's a battle raging over this land. Deep damage in the people, but pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us. The sun, the sun, the sun, the sun.
Do you really know him? Do you know? She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the change. So for now,